Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Whispering waves lap at the desolate shores, a shallow murmur where once a symphony of aquatic melodies thrived. This is the reality we probe in Ghosts of Amplified Silence, what awaits in the soundless abyss. Descend with us into the haunting tranquility of the ocean's heart, where silence now reigns supreme. Once an interactive matrix that sustained the life of the marine metropolis, the submerged void now plays an eerie silence that blankets its corridors. The ocean's acoustic ecology, that rich layering of clicks, whistles, and songs from a cornucopia of marine beings, once acted as the canvas upon which the tapestry of life was cast. Today, however, as we trail the wake of our predecessors' articles, we find an abyss muted by the oppressive hand of ecological neglect. Tragically, just as our lands have grown barren, our oceans too reflect a dystopian tableau of emptiness and loss. The soundless abyss whispers tales of vanished reef orchestras, their intricate notes of life silently extinguished. From the silent seas, we knew the marine chorus was fading, a prelude to the acoustic extinction now enveloping the once vibrant depths. Seas without life painted the grim picture of coral graveyards and vacant fish realms, poised in the quietus of the deep blue. Ocean deafness further pressed the stethoscope against the aquatic ghost town, illuminating our own deafness to the ocean's final plea. Sonic defaunation, an unparalleled catastrophe, signifies not just the loss of sound, but our own silenced conscience. Cast aside are the reverberating calls of whales, echoes that once swam across ocean basins, now dampened whispers in a void that sucks the song from life itself. In this latest exposé, we delve into the spectral depths of these silent seas and confront the phantoms of our own making. Without the fanfare of nautical life, signaling absence rather than abundance, we beg the question, what future lurks within this soundless expanse, where the dire chorus of extinction reverberates against walls of human apathy? We traverse through new findings by acousticians and marine biologists, revealing a terrifying prospect. A silent ocean is a dying ocean. Evident are the consequences of a world stripped of audible vibrancy. Sound, it turns out, is a heartbeat, and our oceans suffer coding into an unnatural silence. Predators bereft of hunting cues, communication lines broken among cetacean pods, the fabric of survival unravels thread by haunting thread. Imagine the coral reefs. Once bursting with chromatic splendor and echoed vitality, they now lay as somber relics of a world where sound declared the presence of life. As night falls over these skeletal remains, the only motion is the stillness, and the resonant pulse of existence is smothered beneath layers of human disregard. Confrontation with this desolate reality beckons a pondering gaze within. As the ghosts of amplified silence haunt us, we must awaken to the chilling echoes that resound as nature's final cry before her voice is lost in the relentless march of time. This acoustic apocalypse is a stark testament to a climate in crisis and an unwavering plea for introspection and reform. However, within the overwhelming silence, we discern a peculiar brand of noise, that of delayed consequences reverberating through human consciousness. Here in the void, are we doomed to float amongst the shadows? Or will the absence of sound become the catalyst for redemption? As we ponder the phantasmal future, the abyssal silence fills not with the spectral songs of our aqueously adapted kin, but with something altogether more disconcerting, cumbersome, the amplified hush of humanity's missed opportunities.